بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. رواه مسلم. To complete the previous hadith, we began the discussion a few days ago. A delegation of poor Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to complain that the wealthy ones have an unfair advantage in that they are making salah as we make salah, a fasting as we fast. However, because of their excess wealth, are able to give charity, and we are unable to do so. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded and he said, has not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given you something also by which you can give sadaqah and charity? Verily, every tasbih, subhanallah, is charity. Every takbir, Allahu Akbar, is charity. Every tahmid, subhanallah, is charity. Every tahleel, la ilaha illallah, is charity. Enjoining good is charity. Forbidding from evil is charity. And the section of the hadith which we had not translated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in having conjugal relations with your wife is charity. So the Sahaba ikram were very, very surprised when they heard the last part. In fact, it didn't make sense to them. They said, O Nabi of Allah, one of us fulfills his passion, fulfills his desires, and Allah Ta'ala rewards him on that. أَيَأْتِ أَحْدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجْرٌ. It doesn't make sense. Ibadat, normally, logically, carries a level of exertion, carries a level of sacrifice, difficulty, hardship. To wake up on a cold morning or at the time of 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to leave the bed is not easy. Then to make wudu, sometimes the water is cold, and make tahajjud salah, tell somebody, go through all that difficulty, taklif, you're going to be rewarded. Makes sense. Now tell somebody, listen, go and have relations with your wife and Allah is giving you reward. This is something that didn't make sense. Because here somebody is fulfilling his passion, his desire. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarding him? So the response Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that tell me something. If this person had left his halal wife, if this person had left his halal wife, and he went and did something haram. This month of Rajab normally is synonymous with the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically, bodily was taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa through the seven heavens, conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took place, the gift of salah was given, he was shown Jannat, he was shown Jahannam. One of the things in one of the riwayats it comes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown was he said he saw a group of people from his ummah. In front of them was a cauldron. One cauldron had fresh, pure, wholesome food in it. And in the other cauldron there was boiling hot but blood, pus, rotten, decaying items were found inside this cauldron. And to his utter surprise, the people were leaving that which was wholesome and pure, and they were eating and forcing down this blood and pus and terribly smelling, decaying meat that was found in this cauldron. So he said, Subhanallah, Ya Jibreel, glory be to Allah, O Jibreel, what is this? So he said, these haulai min ummatik, these are people from your ummah. Allah gave them halal spouses. Allah gave them halal wives. Allah gave them a halal avenue to fulfill their passions and their desires. They left which was halal and went towards haram. So this is the azab that they are presently experiencing. Allah protect us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that tell me, O my Sahaba, if this person had left that which is halal and had fulfilled his passions in haram, then would not Allah have taken him to task? Would not he have been held accountable for that wrong that he did? So they said, so likewise, فَكَذَلِكْ إِذَا وَضَعَ فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجَرٌ. Likewise, by him leaving the haram and doing what is halal, just on that Allah is going to reward him also. So how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To feed your family is something that is logical, is something that is natural right, is not confined to Islam, any religion, or even people without religion, they understand that the husband is the breadwinner, he has to feed. Yet what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? إِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ بِهَا حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي إِمْرَاتِكَ. Whenever you spend, Allah will reward you to such an extent that the morsel of food that you take and put into the mouth of your wife, on that also Allah is rewarding you. And we learn one very, very important principle from this section of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? A man goes to his halal wife, Allah gives him the reward of sadaqah and charity. Sahaba asks, he's fulfilling his desire. Why is he being rewarded on it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he went to haram, Allah would have taken him to task. Now he has fulfilled the shahwat, the desire is there naturally. He had a choice. Go to haram, he'll be taken to task. Go to halal, even though he is fulfilling his desire and his passion, Allah is giving him reward. From this we learn that this act of relations with one's wife should be done with good niyat, done with good intention. One intention is that, Ya Allah, I am fulfilling my natural passions in a halal way so that I stay away from haram. Ya Allah, protect my chastity, guard my chastity. And especially in this day and period of behayai and shamelessness which we are living, where there's temptations all over, this is why the advice is given to the wife also, that when your husband approaches, don't let your mood be off. Don't let it be such that you resist the advances of your husband. Because you don't know what and what that person is exposed to. He may have been exposed to some temptation to commit haram. Now he wants to fulfill it in a halal way, you became the obstacle. It does not exonerate going towards haram, but you are assisting shaitan in making it easy for this person to go towards haram. And by you making yourself available, allowing your husband or your partner to fulfill his passion or desires in a halal, in a wholesome manner, Allah is going to reward you for that also. This is sadaqah for you. This is charity for you. And very, very important, ulama say it's not only confined to intercourse. Ulama say it's not only confined to one's relations with one's wife. If a person eats halal, if he eats halal with this intention, Ya Allah, my natural hunger, I am satiating it with halal, so that I do not be tempted to satiate it with haram. On that act of eating, Allah is going to reward him. On that particular intention of his, natural inclinations are there with every one of us. Thirst, hunger, desires, whatever it may be. If we channel these natural impulses in a halal manner with the intention, Ya Allah, I am adopting the halal for your sake, so that I am not tempted to go towards the haram. On that intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us. Allah gives tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.